You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning to the nation out there. I'm hoping that everybody's Wednesday is a great Wednesday, it being hump day, and everybody's sliding down towards the weekend coming up soon. So I know out here in Maine, you can't really see it in the videos because I'm in my office right now, but the sun is out and it's bright and it's supposed to be beautiful for the next 5 or 6 days up here in the 80s. And this time of year in the 80s for Maine is quite astonishing. So I'm pretty excited about the fact that we're going to be able to enjoy some really good weather for the next week or so, at least. And then it'll probably get back to the normals of around low 70s or so, which is still absolutely gorgeous, especially since some areas of the country are in the middle of some wildfires and 100-degree temperatures and winds and hurricanes and everything else. I just wanted to celebrate in my moment right now just because I know it's sometimes something that I can learn to do a lot more is appreciate the moment, right? So this winter, I may not be saying the same exact thing. I may be doing some of my podcasts here as after I go down to my driveway and snow blow the 2 feet of snow that we just got or whatever. And I'll be a grumpy Gus during the whole entire thing. And I'll need you guys to be able to bring me out of those trenches. So I'm really hoping that the winter won't be too bad, but I'm going to enjoy every single moment of what we're living right now. And I'm going to, you know, just really embrace everything that has anything to do with some family time, some more yard work, different things that we can do to set ourselves up for when the winter does come. I mean, it is only September, but Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are going to be here before you even know it. So, yeah, and I work in retail, so that comes really fast. So, okay, so Coffee Talks, we've been talking a lot about mind work. We've been talking a lot about changing the way you view yourself, changing the way that you come to the game with things, stop talking yourself down off the ledge of possibilities, or if there are certain things you dream and aspire to be or become, to stop giving yourself permission to not do it based on the fact that you make excuses for it or you're talking yourself down. That was yesterday's Coffee Talk about it, or episode 38. So this one here is going to be all about setbacks. So I've read a lot on Connect and on NFLN across the board about setbacks. And I read whenever people have setbacks. So whether it's an emotional thing that they go through with their family or whether it's something that they may have happened to them or something, you know, at one time or another, as they're going through their journey, that kind of kicks them back and makes them take steps back rather than steps forward. And so we call those setbacks, right? So people will talk about whether it's a death in the family or it's a accident that they had or something might have happened where somebody fell ill or whatever it is. And we usually, in health-related terms, we tie our stress types of behaviors, such as stress eating or stress non-exercise and those kind of things, to whatever the situation is. And it's easier said than done, but most people will tell you all the time that, listen, it's just a blip on the screen. It's a small incremental dot on your overall graph of your journey and where you are in life. But at the time that you're going through it, it seems like it's the most overwhelming thing in the whole entire world. And you feel in your heart of hearts that it is something that is basically causing the world to come to an end at that moment in time. Life is caving in. It's really suffocating. It's you try to bail yourself out through things like food or whatever other alcohol or anything like that that's there that people will find that crutch to be able to get themselves out of. And then they blame it on the fact that it's life and it dealt you bad cards. And it just seems, and a lot of times when it happens, it seems that it happens in multiple doses, you know, twos, threes, and fours. And it just becomes overwhelming after a period of time. So it's really difficult to do what people will say to do by saying, treat it like it's a blip on the screen. Treat it like it's a moment that is going to go away. It's going to wash over. It's going to be better tomorrow. Or if you can continue to think that way, that's great. If you can do that. But I'm human and I don't necessarily think that way. So it takes a lot to be able to jog the human psyche into going from a negative place or a down in the dumps kind of place over to something that's going to be positive, right? Something that's going to be more enlightened or more focused on the fact that you are awesome and you deserve to be catered to and being able to move forward, and you deserve to be able to be boosted up by yourself, to be able to get yourself to where you need to be. A couple stories that I remember reading over the last week was, although some people had things going on in their life, they were very mindful of the fact that they stayed focused to their true to their goals. So it wasn't just around points for their foods, or it wasn't just around health related going for a run, although those were incorporated in. It's all about being mindful of the fact that I know I'm going through a lot right now and I can learn a lot from how I'm responding to it. But if you're successful at those, give yourself a high five and be able to move forward, right? Give yourself a moment to celebrate in the fact that you're able to navigate through the junk, the garbage, the drama, the situations that are going on, and you're able to move forward. Think about how important that is in your journey and how you can use that to leverage moving forward when something else even worse may happen or something else similar happens that's there. So that's great. And that's something that if you were able to do that, then that's something that's key and crucial. And share that with people of how you were able to be mindful and move through a very stressful situation and stay focused on your goals and where you're at with everything. Because I'm not trying to say you need to be a whole positive Patty about the whole entire situation, because when life does happen, you need to grieve. You need to engage with that feeling or that emotion. I'm not a doctor. Like I always say, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not anything like that. But I do know what works for me. And what works for me is that if I'm going through something, I need to sit there for a moment and I need to feel that emotion. And I need to work through that emotion for me to be able to get there. And from a guy's perspective, anybody that's listening that is a guy will tell you the societal norms are way different when it comes to emotions for guys, because guys have always been trained to shut it down, move on, be macho, and get through it. And it's something that I've learned to do in my life, that I need to get a hold of my emotions, embrace them, and understand why I'm feeling the way that I am, so that way I can set myself up for success moving forward. And it helps me to be able to help others. So I'm a huge advocate for men's health, especially in the month of November, where you guys will see all of this facial hair come off and we start growing our mustaches for Movember. And if you are interested in doing that, reach out to me, liquidshano1973@gmail.com, males or females. Females can support it, be part of the team, raise some funds, those kind of things, have some fun with it. And men can do the dirty deed of shaving and then growing a mustache. But anyway, I digress. So what I do is I try to set myself up for success moving forward. So if I get through the situation, or I get through something that is would normally be a setback for me, and it didn't cause that much of a setback, but it was an emotional setback or an emotional moment, I can live in that space and learn from it, okay? So the message that I'm trying to get out there today on this coffee talk is, if you have a setback or you have a situation that happens to you that is overwhelming to you and it's closing in on you and you feel like the world is just crumbling around you, incremental bite-sized moments for you to be able to get through the situation, to move into whatever happiness you want to get to or whatever positive situation you want to get to. So don't let it set you back as much as what you might normally let it set you back. It may be a setback and you may have to take a couple steps back, but think about the process of how you're able to get through it, and think about the process that you can give yourself the ample time for you to get through the situation, but also give yourself ample time for you to be able to process the situation, understand what your feelings are, understand those kind of things. Remember, it's all about the brain work. Everything is about the brain work. And sometimes we avoid thinking about things because we don't want to cope with those things. So use setbacks as moments of learning for yourself. Setbacks can be something that is beneficial to a journey. If you have nothing but success and you're running through it and you're successful and you're successful and you're successful, guess what happens when you do have a setback? It is that much more monumental to the journey, and it can really veer and really hit people in the face. You know, some of your most gifted athletes that are out there, that are top of the world, that are gold star athletes, that have always been told you're the best, always been told you're amazing, always been told you nothing can stop you, always, and never had any setbacks in schools, the grades, the teachers treated the kids differently, all the things that were happening. These kids growing up and getting into adults have always been told that they are the top of the world. They're the cream of the crop. They're the gifted of the gifted. They're gold standard, right? So when something happens in their life that causes that gold standard to be knocked off its pedestal, it's interesting to read some of the articles about some of the athletes. And if you do, dig in a little bit, right? Hardships cause growth. Setbacks cause growth. So when athletes such as like a Michael Jordan, who was cut from his basketball team, who is grew up in always working hard and knew he was talented, knew that he had the gift to be able to play basketball, but continued to focus. And after being told no and really digging hard, that's a setback for him. Think about that. A player like Michael Jordan caliber is told you can't play basketball. You're not good enough. Good try, buddy, but just move on, right? That's a setback. For a kid at that age, you literally would say to yourself, what am I doing here? If the coach doesn't see anything in me, then what am I actually doing? I don't understand what I'm actually even trying to do. So think about those types of stories if you hit a setback. If it's an emotional setback, if it's your friends telling you something that you don't enjoy hearing, or it's family that's a little too hard on you, or some sort of situation happens where you feel like normally you would hit a bowl of chocolate pudding and cake to be able to curb that feeling of angst that you have at that moment, be mindful. And I always say it, and you guys will always hear me on any of my podcasts or any of my coffee talks, write it down. If it's on paper, it's on purpose. If you write down how you're feeling, how you process, and how you think during these situations, you can only do nothing but set yourself up for success moving forward. Remember, if anything out of this podcast you get is, when it comes to life in general, setbacks and hardships cause growth. They don't necessarily have you step two steps back. It may feel that way because the walls are crumbling and they're all caving in on you, but hardships and setbacks cause growth because you can learn how to get through anything when you go through those harder times, and that makes you appreciate the good times even more. And your successes can be that much more sweet, like the really, really dark, ripened fruit that you normally pick off a tree that's been there for a long time, but you've been eyeing that fruit and you know that fruit's there. But once you taste it, it's the greatest fruit, most juicy, delicious fruit in the entire world based on the fact that it's been through the stuff that it needs to go through. And it's ripened and it knows and it's great. Same thing with you. You need hardships and setbacks in your life to learn to appreciate the things that you're doing in the positive end, okay? So if anything out of all of the things that I'm talking about here on Coffee Talk today, hardships and setbacks are not as bad as what you might think that they are, and use them as growing and stepping stools for you moving forward whenever these things happen again, because they will happen. Life will happen again. Setbacks will happen again, and hardships will happen again. But the more that you experience them, and the more that you're mindful, and the more that you prepare yourself for these types of things, and you write those things down, and you journal it out, and you think to yourself, how am I going to address this or get through this? You're only setting yourself up for success in the future. So with that being said, everybody have an amazing Wednesday. I know we only got a few more days till the weekend, but thank you all for all of your support that you guys give me through these coffee talks. You guys have been really supportive, even with the whole commercial piece that you saw Kelly and myself and a bunch of other rock stars that were in that commercial. I'm just humbled and honored to be a part of that and be a portion of that. And I really appreciate all of your positive words and all the messages that I've been getting about you guys saw the commercial and you saw me and my family, because that's my whys. And I know that for me, the hardships are worth it for me to go through to be able to get to a place where I can support my family and be there for my family for the rest of my life for a healthy, long, and prosperous life, and not just something that I'm going to live in the doldrums and live in a cake or a bowl of chocolate pudding. Okay? Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidChano1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.